Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. You know, CPS, they love using the law like they're a law enforcement agency. But what if I've done an episode whereby the wealthy, they don't get their kids taken away, they don't get charged with anything, or if they do, all of a sudden mysteriously, the charges are dismissed. But if it's an average person like me, well, all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and it's virtually impossible to clear your name, because they can't do that, because in the law, you'll hear the lawmakers say, you know, we don't want to look soft on this crime or that crime, and especially sex crimes. But what if you're a billionaire like Vince McMahon? Now, on ESPN, that was January 26th of this year, says Vince McMahon resigns from TKO day after an ex-employee's lawsuit. The article says that Vince McMahon, who co-founded the modern WWE in 1982, has resigned from his role as TKO executive chairman and from his position on the TKO board of directors, he said in a statement provided to ESPN on Friday. Now, McMahon, 78, leaves the publicly traded company, which was formed when UFC merged with WWE last year, following a lawsuit filed Thursday that accuses him of sexual misconduct. Now, according to the lawsuit, Janelle Grant, who worked in WWE's legal and talent departments, alleges that McMahon forced her into a sexual relationship in order for her to obtain and keep her job, and passed around pornographic pictures and videos of her to other men, including other employees. The lawsuit, which was filed in U.S. District Court in Connecticut, where WWE is headquartered, also names WWE and John Laurinaitis, the company's former head of talent relations and general manager, as defendants. Grant alleges abuse and sexual exploitation beginning in March 2020, and the lawsuit included several text messages, screenshots that purported to be McMahon asking for depraved sexual acts. But no charges against Mr. McMahon. All these things happen, and yet they're not going to charge that man with a sex offense. And that's just one. You know, other women have come forward also, have stated that this is things like this go on. But Vince McMahon, no. Because he's a billionaire, no, they can't do that. But if it was an average working person, oh, hell, they'd be all over it. How come the law in Connecticut does not do something like charge the man with sexual misconduct? Even sexual assault, sexual exploitation, sex trafficking. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and yet this man is not going to get anything. Where's CPS? Oh, that's right. Can't investigate Vince McMahon because he's a billionaire. You kind of notice how the law works. Vince McMahon, oh, no, we can't touch him. He's a billionaire. Oh, this average person here, oh, yeah, the guy that's taking care of his family, oh, yeah, we got to go after him. And I'm noticing that more and more, that people, like police, get the wrong address or breaking in. On the ground, now. Then they look, says, we got the wrong address. I'm very sorry. And they just leave, and that's it. They just say they're sorry, and they move on. But if this was Vince McMahon, if they look, says, wait a minute, this is the McMahon's home, or this is the Trump's house, or this is the Musk home. Oh, no, we can't do this. the hypocrisy is just screaming. And folks, I'm working on something. I cannot disclose what it is for right now. As soon as I'm able to, I will tell you. It's in the works right now. I'm talking to legal about, you know, I will just tell you what it is when the time comes. But right now, I cannot disclose anything more than just this. But I'm going to go into something else. You notice how states like Indiana are passing stricter sex offense laws and stuff about sex trafficking. But there's, you know, especially child sex trafficking, but you're not hearing from Child Protection Services. How come you're not hearing from them? How come they're not out there? They want to be law enforcement. But it's like, oh, no. We can't upset the people there giving us kickbacks. Yeah, I am accusing them of taking money from the cartels in Mexico so they can look the other way. They don't say anything. Then I think, you know, it doesn't matter if it's this administration or the next administration. Just say, okay, you're an administrative agency. That's all you're going to do is administrative agency. You're not going to take children without a court order. That means you got to have law enforcement go with you and go to the courts. They should change it to where they have to do that. They have to go in front of a judge, not to say exigent circumstances, because I would strip that completely out. It says now you can't go by just a person's word. You actually have to have physical evidence. You bring it to the judge. If the judge denies you, you leave that family alone forever. That's what really upsets me. They want to be an administrative agency. They want to be a law enforcement agency. What's going on now is all the things that have been hidden are now being revealed. Let's go back on Vince McMahon. What about his daughter, Stephanie? His son, Shane. Yeah, how about his son, Shane? What has his son done? You know, here's questions. And parents, if your kids watch wrestling, after what you're hearing about Vince McMahon, and really watch it. I mean, it's women against women and men against men, and that's the way it should be. Even though it's choreographed. But still, really, do you want your children to be watching wrestling? Or do you just want to just tell your kids, hey, watch something else? You know, anything else. Except for like Teletubbies, Barney, Baby Shark, and the song, and listen to the song that doesn't end. And parents, you know what I'm talking about. That you're hearing, this is a song that doesn't end. Baby Shark, do Barney, I love you. And you just gone, oh Lord, please put a bullet in my head. Because if you have to hear that one more time. But think about it. I mean, Vince McMahon, when he passes from this world, and people like Vince McMahon, they pass through from this world into the next. What is their hell going to be? You can only hope that when they get there, that they are treated how they treated people on this world. Doesn't matter if it's a Vince McMahon, a Donald Trump, a Joe Biden, a Bill Clinton. It doesn't matter because, I'm going to say, they're all guilty. You don't hear billionaires apologizing for what someone accuses them of doing. You don't. It's like, once you become a billionaire, it must be the billionaires club. No, you don't have to apologize for anything. Get away with anything you want. And if you're caught doing it, oh, the person's lying, the person's this, the person's that. And the woman that made the filed the lawsuit, she got $3 million from Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon only paid $1 million. What would have happened if he would have continued paying? Probably would have never heard this. But if there's one, like they say, there's more than one. There's others out there. So if you're listening to this podcast, I would encourage you, no matter who it is, come forward. If it's a Vince McMahon, a Donald Trump, an Elon Musk, a Joe Biden, a Bill Clinton, whoever, who's a billionaire, even Warren Buffett, then come forward. I mean, don't be afraid. I mean, folks, do you want your kids watching a program that demands accused of all these things? Yeah, sure, he resigned. But remember, the name is still WWE. That means, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't matter who bought the company. Vince McMahon is the one that started, and this is back in 2020, way before the companies merged. So, I know usually I have a longer one, but I'm a little tired today, but I thought I'd get this out. And I really wanted to get out the fact that Child Protection Services is not saying anything. Where are they on the border? Where are they with these wealthy people? Notice that nothing is being said. Maybe somebody should ask Child Protection Services in their state, what are you going to do? How come you haven't said anything? I tried to contact the new DCS director, Eric Miller. Silence. Because obviously he's getting a kickback too. No wonder if Eric Holcomb also is getting a kickback. Because, you know, nobody... Well, actually, he can't be getting a kickback. I apologize for that, Governor Holcomb. You did at least state that you're going to crack down on child sex trafficking and just child trafficking in general in the state of Indiana. So I commend you for that. But like Eric Miller, you are so quiet. Why? Because you're stuffed full of money. Because you got money from the cartels. Because I haven't heard hide nor hair from that man. And I haven't even heard anything from the parole board about my pardon. And that was going on 2 years ago. Because obviously they don't want to answer either way. Ain't that something? But then again, if you're, if I was a billionaire, it'd be a different story. All of a sudden, oh yeah, Mr. Shore. Yeah, no problem, Mr. Shore. Yeah, we'll make this go away, Mr. Shore. But since I'm not, that's not going to happen. But once again, people like McMahon, they think they're untouchable. Wait until they leave this world and they enter the next. All of a sudden, it's, oh, my excuses don't work here. And they're going to be like Daffy Duck. Mother! So, folks, you know, if you want, just boycott WWE because they're going to Netflix. Let's see. They went from regular TV over to USA Network, USA Network, Fox TV, then back over to USA. Now they're over at Netflix. So looks like they're on their way out. Because when you keep on changing that much, that means only one thing, that your company, you know, wrestling is on its way out. And it's been around since maybe the 1950s. And I don't know what these wrestlers are going to do once they close their doors. What else can they do? I mean, unless they get no business or something. But even if they no business, I can see a lot of them are going to wind up maybe with these, like Clash at the Cove here in South Bend, Indiana, where they're, I don't know how much they pay them to wrestle. But I will say this. They better get a trade and get one fast. Because the days of wrestling, their days are numbered. One day, we're not even going to see them on TV. We're not even going to see them on YouTube. And the McMahons, they may lose everything through legal fees and lawsuits. So we'll see what happens. But this is just showing you that if you're wealthy, you can get away with anything. And if you're not, you get the shaft. And especially if you're getting, you know, state services. And if they want to take your kids, they can take your kids. Read Nancy Schaefer's The Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. I'll guarantee you it'll make your blood boil if it hasn't already. So this is David Shore for Corrupt Business of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And question CPS's motives why they are not taking what's going on the border seriously. Why they're not, you know, investigating child sex trafficking. They want to be a law enforcement agency. Or are they too busy collecting their bonuses?